This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laura Furman. U.S. President Donald Trump acknowledged he would move next week to trigger a, quote, snapback, end quote, of sanctions on Iran at the United Nations, talking to reporters one day after the U.N. Security Council rejected a U.S. bid to extend a U.N. arms embargo on Iran. He said, "You'll be watching it next week." The United States has threatened to trigger a return of all UN sanctions on Iran under a provision in a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers known as snapback, even though Trump abandoned the accord in 2018. Diplomats have said the United States would face a tough, messy battle in any such move. And U.S. President Donald Trump's younger brother, Robert Trump, has died after being hospitalized in New York. He was 71. In a statement, the president called his brother his, quote, best friend. He says he died Saturday night. Mr. Trump visited his brother at a New York City hospital Friday after White House officials said he had become seriously ill, meaning the brother. The youngest of Trump's siblings remained close to the president. As recently as June, Robert Trump filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Trump family that unsuccessfully sought to stop publication of a tell-all book by the president's niece. And the United States is calling for a transparent and credible investigation into the massive port blast in Beirut that killed 178 people. David Hale, the U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, said, quote, "We can never go back to an era in which anything goes at the port or at the borders of Lebanon." The devastating explosion occurred on August 4th, and authorities say it was caused by more than 2,000 tons of ammonium nitrate, which had been unsafely stored at the port for 7 years. Vast swaths of damage were inflicted throughout the city. This is VOA News. The small northern wine-growing region of La Rioja and the southeastern region of Murcia are the first Spanish regions to implement a raft of new measures to be enforced nationwide to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. Spain has been one of the hardest-hit countries in Europe by the virus. The new restrictions include the closing of all discos, nightclubs, and dancing halls. Restaurants and bars are required to shut by 1 a.m. Visits in retirement homes will be limited, and smoking outdoors in public places is banned when a distance of 2 meters can't be maintained. Spain's remaining regional governments are expected to start implementing the new measures in the coming days. And in another country hard hit by the coronavirus in Europe, Italy, the departure of the MSC Grandiosa from Italy's northwestern port city of Genoa marks the first major cruise ship to set sail in the Mediterranean since the worldwide grounding of ocean liners last March. Days after a surprise political agreement between the United Arab Emirates and Israel to normalize relations, firms from the two countries sign an agreement to jointly develop research and studies on the novel coronavirus. This is being reported by the UAE's state WAM agency. In the United States, U.S. President Donald Trump's top coronavirus advisor used a visit to the U.S. state of Kansas to urge people to wear masks regardless of where they live. Dr. Deborah Birx, coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said Saturday that the epidemic is both urban and rural. She also stressed that people should socially distance and not have gatherings. Birx said when communities start seeing a rise in positive cases, leaders need to close the bars, restrict indoor dining, and ensure there's a mask mandate. Globally, more than 771,000 people have died from COVID-19. The figure is more than 169,000 in the United States and more than 107,000 in Brazil. There are well over 21 million confirmed infections, with the United States having the largest share, followed by Brazil and India, altogether totaling over 11 million. And four Chinese workers abducted from a quarry site in southern Nigeria have been freed, police are saying on Sunday. Unknown gunmen seized the Chinese nationals in Akpai Bayou in Cross River State last month and killed their police guard. A police spokeswoman was not able to say whether money had changed hands to secure the release of the hostages, which is a common practice, unfortunately, in Nigeria. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.